Hey everyone, it is August 27th, and today we're going to be praying for the men and women and their families of the armed forces. And I don't know if you're anything like me, but far too often I take our military for granted. I can't think of anyone that I'm personally close to or anyone that I can think of that serves in the military, and it's easy to forget the daily sacrifice and devotion that these troops have. And they're around the clock protection, whether they're here at home or whether they're abroad. It puts them in harm's way during times of peace and during conflict. And a lot of these military men and women serve multiple deployments, and that takes a toll on their families, and they're putting themselves in harm's way time and time again. And we think about scriptures like, greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for another. And that's exactly what these men and women are willing to do to protect our freedoms. And so we're going to take just a moment and we're going to pray for these men and these women in every branch of the military. And we're going to take time to pray for their families as well. And so how I would like to start this is I want to just take some time and just be silent and let you just in your own words pray for these men and women and their families. And then I'll join you in just a moment and close us out in prayer. Lord, we want to thank you for the men and women in every branch of our military, whether they're here at home or whether they're abroad. Lord, the sacrifice that they are giving to protect our freedoms is invaluable. And Lord, forgive me for the times that I take their service and I take our military for granted. Lord, I pray for protection for those men and women in our military. I pray for wisdom for our government and the commanding officers as they navigate different things that are happening in our world. Lord, I pray for their faith to be strengthened. We pray for the men and women who believe in you that are serving both here in the States and abroad. Lord, I pray that they can be salt and light and provide hope and peace to the men and women around them. Lord, I also pray for the families of our military. Lord, I pray you'll give them strength. You'll give them peace. I pray that you'll provide people that can support them and rally around them and encourage them as they navigate life without their loved one home. And Lord, I pray just that you'll be honored in and through their sacrifice and that you'll bring them home safely. We praise your name. Amen.